Novos.
The Novos.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
Thank God it is Friday because, oh, jeez, I'm ready for the weekend.
Oh, you and me both.
Like, you've got a bit on, right? Off to Cairns, is it?
A bit on, yes. A friend of mine, my bestie, lives up in Cairns, so I thought I'd fly up and visit her for the weekend.
Oh, that's a bit of fun.
She said, I spoke to her yesterday, she goes, pack your bags, but pack your bags like you're coming to a tropical holiday.
Is,
well, like a tropical island.
Different sort of weather up there.
Oh, yeah. And she said they've had a severe heat wave this week. So, I mean, if I just rock up in my knickers.
that's why.
Yes. Don't ask questions. I'll be hot.
What's your friend's situation? Does she have a pool? Does she live, like, by the beach?
So, she is in the Navy.
Okay.
So, they put her up.
In a good spot.
In a bougie apartment. It's got a rooftop pool.
Awesome.
Ocean views. Not that you can swim in the ocean up there,
I
don't think.
No, I was going to say, you want to live with a view of the beach but still have a pool.
Right. So it's like you're sitting in the pool looking at the ocean, just picturing that you're
in it.
There. Yeah.
That's the whole Cairns vibe.
Yep.
And then what are you guys going to get up to?
No
going
idea.
Out?
I think we might
prawns on a boat.
Yeah.
Is often what you do.
Yeah, probably. And we might also go out to like a rainforest, find a waterfall somewhere.
Of course you would. You're in Cairns.
Yeah, of course.
Right on a zip line.
Yep. Maybe not that, but
okay.
Maybe, I don't know.
You never know.
I'm a bit scared of
that. There's a cable car, isn't there too?
Oh, I'm terrified of that.
You don't like things on strings that are high, is
no.
it?
No, thank you. What if it breaks? I'm dead. I won't come home. Sorry. Forget the show next week. I've fallen off a cable bloody car.
No, you wouldn't. Anyway, that's your whole anxiety world to unpack.
Oh, isn't it what?
How are you this morning, Jess?
I'm good. It's Friday.
Damn straight. That's what we're all feeling today. Hey, and we're going to catch up with Jess in just a minute. Find out all the latest news headlines, if you will, as you wake up with the Novos. Right now, though, Lizzo... As we get into a feel-good Friday, what a way to start it, eh?
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
Now, Jess, we're going to see a few rallies around town tonight.
Yeah, so these are the Reclaim the Night March. There's a few happening like right across Newcastle and the Valley. It's all about calling for an end to sexual assault and violence. This is the first time, actually, that these marches have been held locally for a few years, of course, with COVID pandemic and restrictions and all that sort of thing. So we're expecting to see some big crowds, including at Gregson Park at Hamilton from 5:30 this afternoon and Warners Bay Foreshore from 6 o'clock.
Love to see it.
That's awesome.
That is great. Now, obviously, something that's interesting that's happening, a lot of people are wanting to know what's going on with all the potholes, right? They reckon they've figured out a different way of fixing it, yeah?
Yeah, which would be good. Obviously, we're seeing more and more rain. La Nina isn't going anywhere until next year, which is making filling the potholes very difficult. I know me, living in Thornton, there's potholes everywhere, and from the moment they fill them, they're already back out as soon as it rains.
Yep.
so they're trialling a different kind of mix on some Sydney rows as a trial. It's a cold mix, which requires water to actually set what they put in the hole, essentially. So they're going to hopefully bring that to local areas like the Hunter. They were talking about it at a local government New South Wales conference earlier this week that I went along to. There was $50 million announced for emergency fixes to potholes across the state in regional and rural council areas. So hopefully they do bring it to our local area and we can get some potholes fixed a bit quicker.
How ironic, though, that the reason that the potholes are here is the rain, but the reason that they can't fix the potholes is because of the rain as well.
Everything is causing a bit of drama around that, and they're just everywhere. Like some places are so bad.
And they're massive.
Huge. Like, you know, I've hit a pothole and I've copped a flat from it because it's bent my rim into my tyre. Only recently.
Wild.
Here, like... In my street in Waratah West.
I don't know if
this is... Huge. It's like a swimming pool.
I don't know if this is an urban myth, but I think... Is there a way to get compensation from that?
Surely.
From the council?
Insurance, maybe?
No, from the council.
Oh, do you reckon I'd be a Karen and write a letter saying, your pothole gave me a flat tyre, fix it?
Look into it. I think
maybe I should. Because my rim is bent.
There you go. Like, look into it. I don't know if it's an urban myth. I'm just putting it out there.
I'm going to look into it. I'll report back.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Thanks for that, Jess.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos. Not for the first time this week, but this is an interesting story because a couple of blokes in America, do you know the Barilla pasta brand?
Yes, I'm familiar.
Yep, so they have the slogan, or they're using the slogan, Italy's number one brand of pasta on the packaging. This is in the States.
Right.
And these guys, they each bought one packet each for $2, and now they're suing Barilla because most of the pasta is made in America.
Oh, so they found a loophole, have they?
Well, they're basically saying that they've been deceived and it's hurt them financially.
Well, because they both spent $2 on some pasta and now they're like, not good enough.
See, Barilla has asked for this case to be thrown out and the judge has rejected it. The judge said, no, you got to go to court.
What?
Isn't that an insane waste of resources?
Because I don't understand. So on what leg do these blokes have to stand on?
Well, they're saying that they've been hurt financially, which I don't really understand because it's not hurt very badly. One of them bought a box of angel hair for about $2, while the other bought a box of spaghetti for $2 at a grocery store in LA.
Side note.
According to the complaint.
Angel hair's way better.
Well, yeah, if you have to pick.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you know what? I'm going to have to go against you on this.
Really?
I think the thicker the pasta, the better.
Oh, see, there's something about the skinniness, if that's a word.
Yeah, of course it is. Like
the thinness of the angel hair. Oh, I love it.
No, I can't stand it. I can't stand a thin noodle.
I'm not being fussy, though. I'm going to eat any pasta anyone's going to serve up to me.
Any of it is good. Any of it is good. So the court documents show that Barilla has filed to get the case dismissed, but it's not happening, basically. This judge has said, no, you guys have to go ahead with this because they might have some grounds to stand on here.
Oh, my God. Only in America.
I know, because, like, it'll say made in America on it. It just says on the front, that's the slogan.
Because it's the...
It probably is the number one brand in Italy.
Right, but that's where you will get the best pasta. So they're just bringing the best pasta from Italy to your shelves in America. They're doing you a favour.
So this is what the guys are saying, right? Because they, like, people pay a premium for Italian brands, they don't want to be deceived anymore.
Oh, my God.
Only in America does this lawsuit culture get out of control as it is here.
Idiots.
Anyway, I say good luck to Barilla. Yeah. I'm not normally on the side of the big company, but
you're
I am
shaking
this time.
In your boots.
Exactly.
They're local ads and on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
Oh, look, we've got a parsnip. Or is it more of a carrot situation?
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's New FM.
Now, Crevo, while Meg's away on her big Vegas getaway, I thought I'd put you to the test. Pop quiz.
Okay, this is fun. I like to have my brain tested.
Especially this early in the morning. Mm. How long do you think Tinder's been around for?
5 years.
Wrong.
4 years.
Wrong.
Four and a half.
Nah. I'm going to tell you more about it up next because they're actually celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been around 10 years.
Are you for real?
I am for real.
That is crazy.
So to celebrate their 10th birthday, we're going to do something next.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
Now, Crevo, I feel like Meg is the Tinder queen and she's usually the one to deliver these stories. So while she's away, I thought I'd bring you some Tinder news.
Let's hear it.
It's turning 10.
I can't believe this.
Which is beyond me because Tinder obviously launched when I was in year 12. I've been out of high school 10 years now.
Wow, okay.
So that's like the time frame for me, right? I turned 18 when this thing was, you know, popping up in our app stores.
When you did turn 18, were you straight onto it?
Well, this is embarrassing, but when I was 18, I didn't even have an iPhone. I had an old Nokia. So
yeah,
I didn't even have the apps.
Too, actually. Now you mention it. It took me a while to get a smartphone.
I had like a BlackBerry equivalent of a Nokia. I thought I was the bougiest businesswoman going around town.
Just doing deals.
And I was against Apple. I was like, nah.
Never.
I'm never going to get an iPhone. I think it was like 6 months later I caved and purchased one. And probably by then I was downloading all the apps, right?
Yeah.
10 years ago. Can't believe it. But I thought to celebrate, Tinder's 10th birthday, I'd read to you some of the best Tinder bios I've come across in my time. Now, I haven't met on dating apps for a very long time. Love you, Marcus. But I thought I've always just kept them there for a rainy day. And today seems to be that rainy day.
Let's crack open the wine and celebrate.
The first one is the best one, I think. I'm going to come in hard and fast. I could have been in the NBA, but God put eight inches in the wrong spot. I mean, that's strong.
Long arms sort of gear strong, and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, strong start.
Strong, very strong.
Someone else, I'm just a sex pig looking for his Miss Piggy.
Oh, I mean, this is what I always wonder. With that, when I hear a Tinder bio like that, I always think, who goes, oh, yeah.
I'm going to hit that. I'm going to tap
that. Sounds friggin' hot.
I feel like I wouldn't react or respond to that bio, but I feel like there would be people that would.
Oh, that's the thing.
People would be messaging this person being like, yeah, let me be your Miss Piggy.
100%. Which is gross in my mind.
But I mean,
hey, do what you want. 100%. Have your own kinks.
What's the difference between 10 wangs and a joke? I can't take a joke.
Wow. That is extraordinary.
You
once
do you,
again.
Sis.
Go get him, girl.
Next one. You are very beautiful and very sweet. I have a face, so you have a seat. Creative. And rhymey.
Yeah, bit of rhymey gear. So that's showing the person has a sense of humour.
And they love Shakespeare.
Yeah.
They're just taking a leaf out of his book.
Very cultured.
Yeah, and poetic. Mm. Love that. Next one. I take D like I take stairs, two at a time.
Wow, once again.
Straight to it.
Yeah, well, straight to it and from it.
Yeah.
If you will. Oh, happy birthday, Tinder.
Yeah, I know. I've got one more.
Okay, let's hear it.
I'm vaxxed and waxed. Do what you want with that info.
And we'll leave it right there.
Right now. Megan Crevo.
Bonobos. So I was under the impression that company was still owned by Donald Trump. But it turns out he sold it back in 2015.
I didn't even know it was Donald Trump that owned it.
Yeah, he actually owned that company for like a long time.
That gives me the creeps.
Well, yeah. I mean, just let that marinate in your brain for a minute. For about 10, 15 years he had that company.
Yuck.
Which means he would be hanging around a lot, you know?
Yeah. Just perving from the corner.
Well, I'll let you decide what he was up to, but he was definitely out the back behind the scenes just checking in on things a lot.
Gross.
He's that sort of bloke, I think. Anyway, this company was sold to some other company and now it's been bought by a Thai celebrity media tycoon who's a transgender woman. Now, this is quite interesting because for a long time, this, I guess, pageant or competition has been a bit, how can I put this, not inclusive.
I agree. And run by, well, Trump's a weirdo and also
exactly.
A man.
Yeah, exactly. And not understanding the whole situation. So, for example, did you know this? If you'd been married at any point in your life, can't enter. If you're a mother,
what?
Can't enter. Yeah, all of these things, it's very...
That is gross.
Couldn't agree more. Anyway, now that this media tycoon has bought it, this transgender lady...
They've just taken over.
Yeah.
Changed the rules.
Well, she's saying that now you can, if you're married, it's fine.
Of course.
If you're a mother, fine.
Why are they discriminating against such weird things like being a mum or being married?
I don't know, but it's a weird old competition.
Yeah.
It's been running for over 70 years.
So it's got... gross principles,
weird,
right?
Yeah, weird old rules from the past.
Yeah. Well,
I think things might change a lot if
I
this
hope
is who's
does.
Running
this is
it now.
Great.
Yeah, so she's been on like the Thai version of Shark Tank and Project Runway and all these types of things. So, and she's actually a billionaire.
Right, so she's an intelligent woman as well.
Extraordinarily. So I feel like things are going to change because for a while, that competition's had a bit of a stank around it.
It has, hasn't it?
Of just being outdated, you know, based on things that were important in the past.
That are
no longer
important.
Relevant.
Mm.
So having someone like that at the helm, I think, is really going to shake things up. And I reckon it might become interesting to watch now.
It could be, I was just about to say, it could be very fun to watch. The whole framework of it could completely change. And also, too, I really was losing faith in the world. Maybe I'm slowly starting to regain a bit of it when people like this are going to step up into the forefront and be the change they want to see in the world, you know?
Exactly, because, you know, if something like that, they could have done nothing and left it.
Absolutely.
Also, just an interesting side note before we get to the news. How much do you reckon it would cost to buy that whole company?
Oh, like you said, it's been running for so long. It's an institution.
$20 million.
Is that it?
That's what that was my reaction.
I was going to say billions.
That was my reaction. Only 20 mil.
That's a bargain.
It's kind of like that rundown old shack on a good street, I reckon. I think she's bought herself a fixer-upper is what's gone on there.
Anyway, I'm interested to see how. Let's keep track of this.
Yeah.
Well, see how it goes.
Hopefully it all changes and becomes new and spicy. That's what I'm hoping for.
The Novos.
The Novos.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
Feel good Friday.
Oh, and a happy Friday to everyone, and a welcome to the show for producer Michael. How you doing?
Yeah, good guys. I already spilt coffee on my shirt this morning. It's only 6 a.m.
Well done.
It's only up from here, I reckon.
Yeah, I reckon you're right. Couldn't get any worse than that, surely.
It's Friday. Who cares? Who cares if you walk around with coffee all over yourself, mate?
I just need to tell myself to start wearing brown shirts to work, not white.
True. Uh-huh.
Any other colour would have been fine.
Problem fixed.
Producer Michael is off to Brown Town.
Hey, we're not off to Brown Town next, though. We are off to 5 and 10 Town, where you can score yourself 2 tickets to a movie of your choice at Event Cinemas in Glendale or Katara.
That's right.
All you've got to do is name 5 things in 10 seconds. The simplest game that you will come across on FM radio, Crevo.
Oh, couldn't get any easier. So this is your chance. 13 10 09.
If you want to play.
If you want to win. 13 10 09. Can't get any easier. Free movie tickets. Yes, please.
Now, yesterday we cracked the whip. It's like, don't be an idiot. Just call and play. I'm cracking the whip even harder. Like, what better way to roll into the weekend than with some free movies?
The Novos.
The Novos.
Megan Crevo.
5 in 10. New FM.
And we cracked the whip and it works.
Yeah.
Phones have lit up like a bloody Christmas tree, Crevo.
I know, right?
So let's play 5 and 10, and if you nail it today, you get to take home a double pass to see a movie of your choice at Event Cinemas in Glendale or Katara. Perfect, right in time for the weekend. Should we give that wheel a big old spin,
yeah,
Crevo?
Yeah, let's do this thing. Here we go.
It has landed on The Office.
Ooh. And I'm thinking not the TV show here.
No, I hope not, I've got no idea about that show.
Yeah, and we wouldn't, like, need you to have such specific knowledge.
Yeah, of course.
Not mad like that. let's meet our first contestant. It's Jake in Mount Hutton. How is it out there this morning?
It's quite nice, actually. Nice sunrise coming over the trees. Beautiful.
Oh, what a great part of the world. Beautiful part of the world out there. Are you ready to take this thing on?
Yeah, The Office, you said, wasn't it?
It is.
Yeah, that's right. That's just the general area. Now we'll get to topic. Are you ready?
Yeah, easy.
Easy. All right, let's do this thing.
So you reckon?
Your topic is you need to name 5 in The Office things without a cable.
Things without a cable. Pencil, stapler, ruler, chair. And wireless mouse.
Oh, you know you've done it.
Well
Congratulations,
done.
Congratulations, man.
Cheers, mate.
Oh, I was expecting that to be so much harder, but Jake, you've absolutely nailed it.
I just thought of a school, to be honest, if you're on the stuff sitting at the desk.
Smart. I was going to say, do you work in an office? Because that just come very quickly to you.
No, I'm a Tyler, so complete opposite.
Oh, me too.
Tyler, mate, Tyler.
Well done, Jake. A double pass to see a movie of your choice. All thanks to Event Cinemas in Glendale or Katara are all yours, mate. Well done.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Hold on the line there. What a great guy. Jake's just out there making it happen today.
He is indeed, isn't he?
Because I know I gave you, like, you had a bit of a look of bewilderment before.
Yeah.
I knew how to try at this.
I'm not good at it, though.
Jake, not a drama.
Nah, he's nailed it.
Ready to go.
Yeah.
Megan
Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Right, so in a town in Italy, instead of a regular mayor, the town has basically elected a cat. It's been sworn in as the mayor of this town, and there's been all this, like, scandal and, I guess, accusations of voter fraud. All this sort of stuff is all unfolding in this town.
How on earth does that even happen in the first place?
It's basically sort of a loophole in the local law there where you can put down just sort of any name.
And then it goes to a people's vote?
Yeah. And then they're so upset with the regular candidates, people, and how's this? The cat is called Mayor Meow.
Oh.
Who's now running things. And then they're saying that, like, it's a big scandal and a big issue because the owner of the cat is one of the other people who's been in the race for mayor.
So who do you think put the cat's name down to run for mayor?
Well, it's a great question, right? And there's all these claims of nepotism, which I don't know how that works, unless it's other cats who are setting this thing up, or they're not understanding how the word nepotism works. And electoral fraud, that's obvious, because a cat has become the mayor of the town. And look, I mean, the whole thing is crazy, right? How does this even happen? The pictures of the cat, though, is hilarious. So it's this black cat.
Yeah.
It has enormous eyes. So it just looks stunned, as you would be if you're a cat
elected mayor.
That was elected mayor.
Also, too, don't black cats have bad luck?
Well, that's a good point. I mean, you wouldn't want that thing walking in front of all of the 900 residents of the town.
You also wouldn't want that thing running the town
well,
for
that's
all
the
900
thing.
Residents, right?
What are your new policies? Fish,
meow.
Fish for everyone.
What else would his policies be? Let's do a
quick brainstorm. Must scratch the cat if you pass the cat.
Must jump out and attack people at random times.
Yeah, must pat the cat if you're nearby,
must
but not
always.
Too much.
Always be alert.
Always have treats ready. Always give those for the cat.
Always be prepared to give a behind-the-ear scratch.
Yeah, but not for too long because it gets a bit annoying.
That's annoying, yeah.
And that's pretty much it. Are you going to do anything about the potholes in the road? No.
No.
Absolutely not. Are you going to do anything about the hospital? No.
No.
Not
you
interested.
Just need to bring me some fish and some snacks.
Yeah, exactly. More tuna, please.
Also, too, how long is this thing in
12 months.
Oh, my God.
12 months, yep. So
can you reverse it? Like, are the people of the town now freaking out, being like, oh, we've made a grave mistake here?
Not at all. They love it.
My
it's not
God.
The first time this sort of thing's happened. They're big on, like, pet mares in America.
I feel like Italians are very petty too, aren't they?
Yeah, so they'll probably keep it there as long as they can just to, like, annoy the other candidates.
Honestly, it's got nothing to do with me, but if I was, it's annoyed me. Imagine if Newcastle somehow managed to, this happened in Newcastle, I believe.
So, would you though?
Yep.
So, like, a while ago on the show, we did a Newcastle pet mare just for our own entertainment. And this dog won, beautiful dog. I met the lady who owned the dog like a couple of years, like a year maybe or two later.
Yeah.
The dog's passed away.
Oh, my God. I was going to say, I thought you were going to say something bad about the owner. This is the thing. Like, if the owner of the animal is not a good person, then you're up shit creek without a paddle, aren't you?
Oh, definitely.
Because you would think that they would start to, you know, lean in,
yeah.
Start taking some of the...
Well, all the benefits.
Yeah,
who
the
gets
benefits,
the money?
But then also, too, start putting policies in place that you might not have agreed with. We didn't vote you in. We voted your cat in.
And the cat doesn't have a bank account, so the money is going to the owner 100%.
This
the whole
is
thing
dodgy.
Is very dodgy. Be alert, like, at the next elections here in Newcastle. If there's any pets on the ballot, I reckon don't pick them.
But that's I've been questioning that for sure.
That's just my advice, and I wouldn't want to try and sway an election.
I wouldn't either.
We're not that kind of show.
We'd like to keep our job. Thank you so much.
Exactly.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crivo.
Join the old Australian truck drivers group. No gifts, no emojis, no icons. Uh-oh, I'm here.
The Novos.
Now, Crivo, yesterday I nearly soiled my dax when I made a revelation.
The look in your eyes, because it happened right here in the studio after
yeah.
the show, it was as if I was like, oh, someone died.
Yes. Yeah, I felt like I died inside.
Your eyes went really wide.
Yeah.
Your pupils dilated.
Lost colour in my face.
Yeah, it went a bit sort of pale, more pale than normal, and I thought something big has happened here.
So what happened was, I'm flying to Cairns. I'm going up to see a girlfriend this weekend, and I thought...
Fantastic.
Amazing, great. Looking forward to it. I thought my flight was tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out my flight's 2:30 p.m. today. So that means also too, I'm not mentally prepared for a flight today when I thought it was tomorrow. I haven't packed my bags.
Yep.
But also too, that means I'm missing the Halloween party.
Which you are one of the keystones in getting started.
Right? I think the Halloween party was my idea.
I
and now
it was.
Less than 24 hours to go and pull on the pin. Oh, you should have seen the look of my boss on our boss's face when I told him. Not the point, though.
I missed that one. But, yeah, this is a big stuff.
I'm getting sweaty about it again because I felt that I was genuinely excited about coming to this Halloween party to start with. But now I'm not even going to be there.
Oh, my God.
But I thought what we could do here is on 13:10:09, when have you buggered up the flight?
Now, what the sort of stories we are having, did you miss it?
Yep.
Did you get the wrong day?
Did you book the wrong day altogether?
Oh, that's a great one. Or did you, like, miss the connections is often a big one. Because everyone, like, a lot of people buy the different brands of flights.
Yes.
So Jetstar to here, Virgin to there.
Yeah.
And if you miss that, they don't care because they're not the same company. That's like your own thing that you've just decided is fine.
And how ironic. Of course, all of today's best callers go in the draw to take home a double pass to the Halloween party that's happening tonight.
I will not be there.
Crevo will be there.
It's going to be a great night.
Not me, though. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, you've got there's some free beers when you get there. The blood red carpet.
Four pints beer too, isn't it?
It's the good stuff.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
Prizes for best dress. There's going to be a giveaway for an escape to the Hunter Valley.
Oh, of course.
Crown Plaza, I think it is. There's so much. You want to get it. The only way you can come to this party is by winning tickets. Call
on
now.
The Megan
Crevo.
The Novos.
Oh,
yeah,
Tyler.
I know. We are asking on 13:10:09, when did you stuff up the flight? Because I, pure example, have stuffed up my flight that I thought was tomorrow. Turns out it's today. Not prepared for that at all. And that also means I missed the Halloween party tonight, which I'm spewing about.
Yeah, because you were very excited for it. I can't believe you've done this. But it's just some people, like dates and times and bookings and stuff. It's a lot of information.
Also, too, I'm a little bit sceptical. Jetstar don't have the best track record at the moment.
Mm.
So I'm wondering if they changed it on me.
I don't think so. I think you just stuffed it up.
I think I did.
This happened to me. I was traveling with my family. Like, well, I was probably about 12 years old.
Mm.
And my dad had, like, scraped together every penny for years. And we did this. We spent, like, 6 or 8 weeks on the road, basically backpacking around the world.
That's amazing.
Yeah, for years he saved up. And then one of the connections, we went to India. And then
how old were you?
About 12, I think.
That's so cool.
It was amazing. Like, we survived in, like, these old bomb cars and stuff. My dad was like, this is happening. This is what we're going to do.
This is life.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyway, we had to go from India to England. But the flight was one of those ones where it's like 12:05 in the morning, like 5 minutes past midnight. So he has looked at the date and said, we've got to be at Delhi Airport, the capital city of India, on this day at this time. But because it was just after midnight, that's technically, like, that's the
morning.
It's the day before.
Yeah.
Date-wise.
Of course. So you've got to get there early the day before.
You've got to be there like 10 o'clock at night the day before. And he's thought it's like midday on the following day.
So he's thinking you got to rock up at 10 a.m. in the morning.
So we're like 7 hours away and we're going, oh, yeah, we got... And he's just you know when you do that thing, I'll just double-check the tickets.
And you realise...
We're in the other side of the country.
That's when your gut falls to your bum hole, isn't it?
Exactly. And we... Honestly, it was the most bootstrapped, like we're living on, like, minimum money. We're staying in share hostel rooms and everything with random people and stuff.
What a waste of money.
And this was the biggest panic just happened. Anyway, we rang up, and by some miracle, they just let us change it to the next day. It must have been, like, empty seats or something. But it was so close
to
being...
Someone was watching over you.
A total disaster.
Same thing happened to me. I was coming back from a big Euro trip.
Mm.
I told Mum, right, this is my flight. 15th of June, you got to pick me up. I land at whatever time. I didn't realise that there's a big time difference between London and Australia. I told her that I was taking off London on the 15th of June. But then somehow that computed to me that I was landing also on the 15th of June. And I was like, and so Mum was living here in Singleton at the time, drove all the way from Singleton to Sydney Airport 24 hours early. And she's like, where are you? And I was like, I'm still in London. She goes, well, I'm at the airport. I was like, sorry, I balls that up, haven't I?
That's a big oops.
Yeah.
Should we go to the phones?
We should. We've got Glenn in Newcastle. Hi, Glenn.
How are you doing?
Very well. When did you stuff up the flight?
Well, we stayed in a beautiful resort for about 10 days.
Yeah.
And we packed up our room and said goodbye to all the staff at the hotel. Got all the way into the airport. We gave away most of our Balinese money to the driver. Checked all our stuff in. And then the last minute, the guy turned around and says, you no fly today.
What?
You fly tomorrow.
So did you just have to have a sleepover at the airport, Glenn?
What's that?
Did you just have to have a sleepover at the airport?
Well, we went back to the resort, would you believe? And we had to pay for a cheaper room.
Oh,
just to stay for 12 hours and did the whole goodbye and...
All over again.
Had no money to get back to the airport at all.
Oh, no.
How did you have to walk back to the airport then?
Yeah, it was...
long walk in the sun.
Yeah.
Jeez. Poor Glenn.
Oh, sorry, Glenn. What's the goss is up next with producer Michael. What have you got for us?
Hey, so Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly's relationship is already pretty weird and it is getting weirder.
Of course it is. We'll find out next.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
All right, what's the goss time with producer Michael? What have you got for us?
So Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly are engaged and their relationship's pretty weird.
Yeah, they're into the whole blood licking thing and stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, apparently it's for ritual purposes. Ooh. But yeah, that's pretty strange. I don't know too many other couples that are doing that.
No, it's definitely like a big no from me.
Big no from me too.
Okay, good.
I'll third that as well. in a comment on one of Machine Gun Kelly's Instagram posts, Megan has said, exquisitely, devastatingly handsome and 6'5", kill me or get me pregnant. Those are the only options.
Wow.
Sorry, Megan, I think there are a couple more out there, to be honest.
I personally would go for the latter.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier.
Yeah.
You get to survive. I mean, hopefully you'd survive.
Yeah. Bigger chance.
And not be dead.
Bigger chance of survival.
But they are a bit cooked like that, aren't they?
They are as weird as you get. That, like, when that whole thing of, like, she's wearing a ring that if you pull it off, it rips her finger off.
It rips
her
finger off, yeah. And she also no wears, thanks, like, a vial of his blood in, like,
all,
a little stone.
At all times.
Yeah.
What? How do you get blood into a rock as well? Like, that, the whole thing's bizarre.
Isn't there a saying about, like, drawing blood from a stone or something? Or is it drawing water from a stone?
No, it's blood from a stone.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Famously, there's no blood in stones.
Yeah, it's difficult.
Somehow made that happen.
Yeah.
I just miss good old-fashioned Transformers Megan Fox. Like, Girl Next Door, Innocence.
Like, you know she was acting there, Michael. It's not actually Megan Fox.
But I was 10 and fully believed it.
Here's headlines. Transformers, not a documentary.
Oh, no.
We're all just learning stuff today.
Is that breaking news this morning? Have we really broken a lot of people's hearts by saying that?
Guys, I need a break while I process this.
I'll release a statement apologising.
Sorry about that.
The Novos.
The Novos.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
New FM. Feel good Friday.
I don't know about you, but I feel good.
All right, dilemma for you, Tyler, for a Feel Good Friday.
Hit me.
So, I've got these friends coming to visit from Sydney. Couple, they come up probably every few months just to hang out, do Newcastle stuff, that
That's
sort
nice.
Of thing. And we've got two spare rooms. In one of them, we've got the, like, the queen bed that they'll be staying in. Now, about, I'm thinking, like, 3 weeks ago, we had another couple of friends come and stay.
Right.
They stayed one night, showered before bed, and we haven't... The sheets are still on there from about 2-3 weeks ago. And this is my dilemma. It's looking very neat. Should I... Do I need to wash the sheets? Or is it okay to just leave them there made up?
Now, I'm going to give you two answers. I wouldn't wash the sheets because that's too much of a hassle. But I would expect to be sleeping in fresh sheets at a friend's house if I was a guest.
You're a sheet hypocrite.
I know.
Is what you are. Jess in the newsroom, are you still there? No, she's gone.
She's gone.
All right, so this is the dilemma, right? Because my first instinct was, yeah, got to wash them.
Yeah.
But then I was like, looking at it, looks so neat.
I don't want to touch it.
One night. It's only been one night.
And they were clean.
I know they showered before they went to bed. I know that. I remember that detail. So, this is a tough one. So I'm going to say, I think I need to wash them. I just need to buck up and do it. And you're going, it's probably fine.
Yeah, I think it's probably fine.
All right, 13-10-09. Are you team Tyler? It's okay, I can leave the sheets. Are you team Crevo? Probably just need to buck up and wash them. Of course, everyone that gets on the air today in the draw for a double pass, one of the last ones To our exclusive Halloween party tonight.
It's happening tonight.
If you want to come along and you haven't got your tickets, can't buy them.
No.
It's the only way. You just need to share your opinion. 131009. Do I need to strip this bed?
Megan Crevo.
Bonobos. So, discussing this off air with you, I've got my friends visiting. They're coming tonight from Sydney. And I've had another couple stay in the bed for one night. I know they showered and it looked immaculate. And I was like, do we need to change this? I said to you, I think I've just got to do it. And you're like, no, it's actually fine.
So, you reckon you need to strip the bed before the new guests come today?
As much as that's a pain, I think I need to do it, even though it was only one night.
I reckon you can leave it. I've done it before. Leave it. It's fine.
You're a sheet leaver. Okay.
They're never going to know.
Well, that is true, unless they're listening, which they're not because they're still in Sydney. Let's go to the phones to decide this for me.
All right, great. Let's go to Omar. Hi, Omar.
Omar, are you there? Maybe not. Okay, that's all right.
Let's try Bo in Beresfield.
Hey, Bo, how you doing?
Good night, yourself.
Doing well. Do I need to strip the bed or can I leave it? You know what? I don't think they did because that room, that spare room, is right across from ours and I feel like we would have heard something. Bo's like, I just wanted to say leave it. I didn't want a full conversation about this. That's fine. You know, we're welcoming to all people on this show.
We've got Jenny. Good morning, Jenny.
Morning, how are you?
Very well. Are you Team Crevo, strip the bed, or Team Tyler, leave it?
Oh, strip the bed.
Got to strip that down.
Oh, yeah.
So, Jenny, if you went to someone's house and you found out that someone else had slept in those sheets, how would you feel?
Oh, yucky.
You'd feel a bit violated, do you think, Jenny?
Yeah, well, you know, it's nice to get into nice, clean sheets.
Yeah, it is.
There's something about it when they're, like, baked in the sun, isn't there?
Yeah.
Well, I think we struck a little chord there with Jenny. I think Jenny she was absolutely loving the clean sheet chat.
But I think they're not going to know. They're okay. Thinking that they're getting into a fresh bed.
Okay, so, Michael, are you there? Producer Michael?
Yeah, guys.
So, what was Omar? We missed him, but what was his opinion?
So, Omar had this weird third option that I'm not sure I like, where he'd leave the dirty sheets on the bed and then offer them a clean pair of sheets and say, here's the deal, you can change them if you want to.
Well, that's just being a terrible host, yeah. I think.
But that's also you exposing yourself, being like, those sheets aren't clean, do what you will with that information.
To me, that's the worst of all worlds.
I agree.
I'm not doing Omar's option. God, so we're a split opinion here.
Yeah.
It was Jenny versus Bo. Oh, well, I'll just decide in the moment, I guess. I'm gonna strip.
Okay.
And that'll be just at the party
if
tonight.
Right here at work, or can I come watch?
Of course you can. This sort of thing's an open invitation.
I don't care. New FM. Love it.
This is, of course, where we do get producer Michael in to deliver us a daily topic from whatever he finds in the drenches of news.com and then brings it to our attention. Producer Michael, what have you got for us today?
Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh. 3, 2, 1, go!
Loathe it.
Used to love it.
Awful show. Nothing good about it. Only watched it once. Couldn't give you a good opinion, really.
I actually don't even remember the basis of the show.
Exactly. Not memorable.
Just remember the name. Wasn't it because he was just kind of like the middle kid and he just copped all of it all the time?
Was that the basis of it?
There's a bit more to it than that. Guys, I'm worried I picked a bad topic because I am bloody excited for this.
Why? What's going on? You're probably not the only one.
Malcolm in the Middle could be getting a reboot.
There you go.
And I am stoked. I love that show growing up.
With the same actors? Because I'm pretty sure they're all grown adults now, right?
On the whole, so Frankie Muniz, who plays Malcolm, says that they're getting most of the cast back, except there might be issues with Eric Persullivan, who played the younger brother Dewey on the show.
I remember Dewey.
He's kind of gone into anonymity. Like, he left the starlight and kind of hasn't come back. No one really knows what's going on with him.
I thought 100% you were going to say he's in jail for something, which means he can't come back.
He's gone to the big house.
Yeah.
But, like, even guys like Bryan Cranston, who played Hal, has gone on to much more with Breaking Bad. He's apparently really into the reboot and is making it happen.
Is he going to play the dad again?
Fingers crossed, it's looking likely.
But then, like, you would think that 20 or however many years down the track that Frankie Muniz, who plays Malcolm, would play the dad now, and it'd be his family, right? Wouldn't that make sense?
It could do. I honestly don't know what's going to happen, but I'm just excited for it. Even if you guys aren't, I'm going to watch it. I'll report back when it comes out.
You can be excited for us.
Because, yeah. Like, sometimes the reboots, they go down different paths. It can be, you know, it's like you said, his family going forward, or it could be, like, flashbacks.
Oh,
you know, like
just digging through Malcolm's deep trauma that he lived through as a child.
Or they could go down like the whole Lord of the Rings way, and it's before the original.
Never seen Lord of the Rings. Sorry.
So, like at the moment, they've got this thing on. I think they're doing it on Amazon. Never remember which thing I'm watching. And it's like before the movies that have come out.
Right.
So it's like a prequel.
Same as like House of Dragons. Like a prequel to Game of Thrones.
Crevo,
right?
how are you picturing a prequel with the original cast? Like, have you got 38-year-old Frankie Muniz playing a 4-year-old? What are you picturing in your head?
I've got no idea, to be honest.
Like, is this in utero?
Well, it could be.
We're
or
just workshopping this.
It could be their life before they were parents.
True.
Okay.
Oh, what? Did I just blow your mind? I could be a Hollywood producer.
I was going to say, you should send a bill to the producers and make sure they send you a check, because you've just come
definitely
up with the world's best idea.
7 to 8 million, I'll be fine with that. That's plenty. That's my minimum fee anyway, so.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
Join the old Australian truck drivers group. No gifts, no emojis, no icons. Uh-oh, I'm here.
The Novos. New FM.
Now, Crevo, while Meg's away on her big Vegas getaway, we've been getting to know each other.
Yeah, we have.
We've been learning things about each other, and producer Michael as well. Along the way, I've been learning things about myself.
Because you're normally down in the other producer's booth, just doing your own thing. We don't get to chat that much.
Nah, it's just I'm just like a rat on a wheel. Just busy, right?
Yeah.
But I've discovered that I'm by default the poo girl in this show, which is great. I'll wear that as a badge of honour. But we've also discovered something that I've always known, that I'm a very anxious person.
Well, you just started talking about these what ifs the other day.
Oh, yeah. I catastrophise everything.
And I was like, well, this needs to be discussed on the show. Therapy session.
Yeah, up next, it's FM radio. We're going to take the mickey out of it. So I'll tell you. I feel like it's my coping mechanism is to take the piss out of myself. So that's my way of therapy.
And that's what we're going to do.
Yes.
After One Republic, because we'll just jam a couple of songs in there as well between some therapy.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
So this weekend, Crevo, we've established that I'm not coming to the Halloween party tonight. Very sorry. I'm going on a holiday instead. I'm heading up to Cairns with the girls.
Just for the weekend?
Yeah, just for the weekend. And Marcus is heading down to Melbourne with the boys for Derby Day. He's got a buck, so I won't hear from him for 3 days, which is fine.
Okay.
I'm totally fine with that.
That feels like a separate conversation, but cool.
So naturally, about 24 hours ago, panic, separation anxiety starts to kick in. But sometimes I wouldn't even call it separation anxiety. Sometimes it's just some straight up true crime shit. Like, I catastrophize everything.
Now, this is so foreign for me. Tell me, like, walk me through what's happening.
So,
you're going your separate ways. Yep. A fun whole weekend.
Oh, yeah? I'm not worried about that. It's all about, you know, some separation is great. You know, go away and do your thing with the girls. I'll go away and do a thing with the girls. He'll do it with the boys. Great. Come home. Whatever. But for me, I'm like, oh, my God, what if I eat something poisonous the night before? I'm going to miss my flight. How am I going to explain that? I don't know. I mean, naturally, I've never eaten anything poisonous in my life, but it's likely to happen the day before a holiday, isn't it?
Are you quite a nervous traveller?
No, I don't panic when I'm... No, I'm really not, but...
It's all in the lead-up, is it?
Yeah, but sometimes, I will admit, if I'm in the passenger seat of the car, someone else is driving, I'm anxious. I'm like, I don't know if I trust you behind the wheel. Get out, I'll do it. I'll drive. I feel more safe if I'm driving and if I'm in control, right? So I'll say to Marcus, if we've got to drive somewhere or we're in for a road trip, I'm feeling a bit anxious. Can I drive? It's going to make me feel better. And he's like, yes, of course.
Dream scenario.
I'll sit back and go for a snooze. You do you.
Couldn't think of anything better.
But now I'm like, right, what if Marcus misses his flight? What if, I don't know, God forbid, something happens at Market Town while he's there at work today and I'll never see him again?
But why? Wow, there's a lot running around in your brain at the moment,
isn't
there?
My mind is honestly at 100 miles an hour at the moment. Not only do I have to figure out what I'm going to pack, what if Jetstar loses my luggage? I'm going to have to walk around in the clothes that I'm in now.
So
also,
will you,
too, I'm like, I said to Marcus last night, this could be the last night we spend together. Just know that. Because my plane could go down. Yours could go down. You could get poisoned at the races. He's going to Derby Day on the weekend.
What's someone your obsession with poison?
I don't know. Just quietly. Someone could spike his drink. He could drop dead. I don't know.
Is this a daily, like, what's all going on in your brain every day? Or is it only when you're going to separate places?
No, it's funny. It's all the time. So sometimes, like, so this is a pure example. If we, at our house, we leave the front door open, right, yeah. Let some air in.
Yeah.
Someone's walking past. I'm like, oh, my God, they're going to come straight through our front gate, straight through our front door, shoot us up, we're dead. Well, they're just walking their dog across the road, completely harmless. I'm like, nah. I think I watch and listen to too many true crime podcasts and watch too many true crime movies because I'm like, I don't trust you. What if you're just going to walk into my house, rob me, and then I'm dead? That is what goes through my mind. Also, too, yesterday, Marcus crept up on me. He come home from work, crept up on me, stood. I was in the bedroom doing some laundry, putting our socks and undies away. He stands in the doorway staring at me, not completely unannounced.
Yeah.
For a split second, I thought he was an intruder. My life flashed before my eyes. I dropped the socks and undies on the ground and burst into tears. I said, how dare you?
He's just standing in the door.
I thought you were an intruder and I thought I was going to die. And he knows this about me and sometimes he uses that to his advantage. And you know what? I've been to so many therapists.
Yeah.
And they're like, why don't you try this? Can't, done that. Doesn't work. So it's just something that I have to live with now and manage as opposed to try and get rid of. It's part of me. It's who I am.
Maybe could you try some meditation?
I meditate. I meditate every day. Still doesn't stop me from thinking someone's going to shoot me up at the traffic lights every time.
Wow. A lot going on there.
Surely
and a lot
I'm
to
not
unpack.
The only person, but that's just how my mind works. And I think it has everything to do with all the scary movies I used to watch as a kid. Maybe Freddy Krueger's coming up the street. Well, Edward Scissorhands. He's going to come and get me.
I mean, unlikely, but I guess maybe.
You never know.
Technically, you're right.
Never say never.
Wow. Well, Tyler, all I can say is try and relax.
I'll do my very best.
Have a good time in Cairns.
I'll have an expensive beer at the departure lounge. I'll show up. Do you remember as a kid, Dad used to be like, right, the flight's at 4 o'clock this afternoon. We've got to get there at 6 a.m. We've got to get there early on that person.
Like 10 hours before.
Yep. Just to make sure I get on the I'm not the first one to get on the plane, but I'll be there drinking beers at the departure lounge before, so just to calm the nerves.
I feel like we've learnt a lot about you in the last 4.5 minutes.
We have indeed. You're welcome.
Megan Crevo. The Novos.
All right, very simple. All we have to do is ask a couple of questions to the anonymous caller who's on the line, and we have to work out, is this a celebrity, someone famous, or is it a pleb, a regular person?
Now, sometimes I will go off the sound of their voice, but we do have a series of questions to ask them to see if we can catch them out.
That's right. Well, it's usually questions that could either be for a celebrity or a normal person.
Yeah.
But it just gives you a little hint.
Yep.
But not too much hint, if you will. Good morning, Anonymous. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning to you. First of all, let's get into some sort of morning stuff. What's your normal coffee order?
An oat milk cappuccino.
Okay. Oat milk.
Oat milk's pretty fancy, isn't it?
It is.
Dude, what's your, out of interest, Tyler?
Yeah.
When do you normally get oat milk or are you just a cow milk person?
God, no, I can't have cow's milk. I'll be soiling my dacks. I've got to have almond milk.
Almond, okay, yes. excellent. All right, Anonymous, next question for you. When you go to lunch at work, what do you normally eat?
I eat a huge variety of food, but potentially maybe like a chicken salad.
Okay.
That's very healthy as well. I feel like this celeb or pleb is very on top of things.
Okay. Now, at your house, do you have like an open plan kitchen lounge room or do you have your rooms like separate?
It's open plan.
Of course it is.
Did you renovate that yourself or did you buy something brand new?
Well, it's not new now, but I did build it.
Okay.
Interesting.
Next question, also house related, Anonymous. Did you build a pool out the back?
There is a pool, but it's not out the back.
Oh, it's out the front. That's even bougier. Is it out the front? Or on the roof?
It's sort of in the middle.
Ah.
In the middle of the house.
That's very bougie.
It's just an unusual layout.
Okay. All right. Like, is it sort of, I'm just trying to imagine it now without going too deep, but is it like a U-shaped house with a pool in the middle?
It is a U-shaped
house. Okay, I'm glad we got there.
Yeah. This sounds like a Kardashian layout for sure.
Definitely.
I'm gonna ask you one more question, Anonymous.
And then we'll go to the guessing.
How much is a bottle of milk selling for these days?
A bottle of what?
A bottle of milk.
Oh, milk?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't drink milk.
True, fair enough.
Oat milk. That's your go-to.
Yeah, oat milk is about $5.50.
Okay.
Don't even know if that's right.
So Anonymous is doing their own shopping, you would assume, if they're...
Or online.
True.
Possible.
No, I bought it myself.
Okay.
All right.
She's giving herself away there a little bit, but I still think...
Are you going to take a guess here?
Yep, I'm going to guess. I'm going to say celeb. Now, Crevo, what do you think?
I think celeb as well. I think this is someone very famous.
All right, Anonymous, it is time to reveal yourself. Are you a celeb or are you a rando off the street, a pleb, if you will?
I could be both, but I want to say your producer classified me as a Z-grade celeb.
Reveal
well,
yourself.
That sounds rude, but reveal.
It's Nuitali Nel.
You're not a Z-grade celebrity.
You are not Z-grade whatsoever. Welcome to the show, Nuitali Nel. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure to be here talking about coffee and house design.
Yeah, of course. Now I feel like we know a little bit more about you, which is lovely.
All the hard-hitting stuff that we love to do on this place.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you very much for joining us. You have a lovely day, and what a great weekend ahead weather-wise, eh, Nuitali?
It is a brilliant weekend. I'm going to be heading over to Stockton on Sunday. We're having a big family free fun day on the Stockton foreshore. There's lots of prizes and raffle prizes to celebrate the opening of the main street.
Amazing.
And all the work we've done.
And great,
so maybe you can come.
Of course. I was going to say, if you've got nothing on, join Nuitali down at Stocko, a beautiful part of the world. And yeah, hopefully the weather's turning one on for you as well.
It sounds like it'll be a good day in Stockton on Sunday.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Nuitali.
See ya.
Yeah, bye. Damn.
The Novos.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
Now, Crevo, yesterday we spoke on the show about a mum who has started a war on Facebook, where she posted a list of how much money she's spending for each kid at Christmas time.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah, she shared her whole Christmas present shopping price list. I would dare say in a Yummy Mummy's Facebook group somewhere.
Yeah.
And it's gone viral from there.
Now, with this list, what was controversial about it?
She's spending over $500 on her 13-year-old and her 8-year-old children, but she's only spending $300 on her eldest child, who is 20.
Yeah, well, he's an adult now.
Nah.
It's fine.
I refute that. I'm a grown woman who still expects the same quality gift as my siblings. And yeah. I hope you're listening, Mum and Dad.
But he's 20 years of age.
That's her defence, is that he thinks...
He can get his own money.
He's got a job, he's earning his own money, so now, in turn, he should get less in value of gifts.
I agree with this, Mum, and I think you're wrong, Tyler.
Nah.
So you're saying she's wrong.
She absolutely is
wrong. Then all siblings should get the same level of gift.
That's favouritism at its simplest ever.
All right, I think this is what we're doing here.
Yep.
13-10-09, should all siblings get the same gift, or once you turn 18, should you get a smaller gift?
Are you team Crevo? Nah, it's all good. Or are you team Tyler? This is outrageous.
That's what we're asking. 13-10-09 to join the show. Of course, everyone that gets on the air in the draw for a double pass, one of the last ones to our Halloween party, exclusive Halloween party.
Going down tonight.
Tonight.
If you've got no plans, the sun is shining, why not carry on those feel-good Friday vibes into tonight?
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
Yeah, so I was going to say a yummy mummy. I'm just assuming a mum has posted on Facebook a Christmas present shopping and price list of all the money that she's spending on each kid.
Mm.
She's caused a bit of divide because she's spending more on her younger kids and less on her older kids.
Which I think is fine. Like, he's now 20 years of age, right? That is when you're out there earning your own crust, buying your own pizzas.
As an eldest child, I am deeply offended to my core by this. Because if Mum rocked up on Christmas, they'd be like, oh, sorry, we only got you a $50 voucher to so-and-so. But here you go, kids. Here's $500 for the rest of yours. Oh, my God, how dare you.
You'd be quite, like, I can see how upset you are just from this side of the desk.
I'm offended.
All right, let's go to the phones to make your decision final. And we're going to decide it for the mum. We'll let her know and that'll be it.
Okay.
Who do we have first?
We've got Jess in Toronto. Hi, Jess.
Jess, you there?
No, hello. Jess. Dad.
Hey, Jess.
Hello?
Hey, are you there?
It's Shaz, not Jess.
Oh, Shaz. Sorry.
We had Jess written up here.
Oh, my God, that's so rude of me. Shaz, hello, how are you?
Well, I don't agree with you. I think if you're 20, I think you get a life and you buy your own presents.
Thank you.
Because Christmas is just full of it, because everybody gets what they need during the year, so why are we making a big fuss?
Well, I've been put in my place, Shaz, and I thank you for that, but I'm still offended.
Common sense is what Shaz has brought to the table.
I'm the eldest child too, and I usually just get a gift voucher too, and I'm 53. So, you know, get over it.
Great point. Well made.
I will get over it maybe when I get to that age.
When you get to 53, are you still going to argue?
Yep.
I don't think anything is going to change.
We've got Kylie in Raymond Terrace this morning. Good morning.
Morning, how are you?
Very well. Now, are you Team Crevo here or are you Team Tyler?
I'm Team Tyler.
Yes!
I have four kids.
Yep.
Between 10 and 20.
Yep.
And, yeah, like, as a mother, I couldn't go and do one for one and something completely different for the other, no matter how old they are.
Now, Kylie, if the older one starts making some serious bank out there in the world, you know, they become a doctor or a lawyer or something, do you not think they can buy their own gifts?
Do you know they can? And my son's an apprentice plumber and my daughter works full-time.
Yeah.
And I still... Yeah.
You still spoil them. You're a good mum,
Kylie. What I say to that is that if they are earning bank, they then have the money to then purchase you a bougie $500 gift. So think about that next time.
They are pretty good too.
Yeah, exactly.
You should be proud of your kids, Kylie. It sounds like you've raised a really nice tribe.
And Kylie, it sounds like you're a great mum.
Thank you.
My absolute pleasure.
You have a lovely day.
Now, that didn't really settle the argument.
No, because it's one apiece.
But I still stand by. I will not back down on this. And, Mum, if you're listening, make sure we all have equal gifts.
Otherwise,
get me an extra one, because I'm the best child.
Is that what... That's the message that Tyler's giving you?
Yes, it is. And we'll move on there. What's the Goss with producer Michael is up next. What have we got?
Guys, Hugh Jackman has announced he's coming back as Wolverine, and it's led to a few issues in his personal life.
Well, let's get into those issues next then, shall we?
We shall.
Keep my wife's name.
Megan Crevo.
What's the Goss?
I love reality TV.
All right, what's the Goss time with producer Michael? What have you got for us here?
Yeah, so we all love Hugh Jackman, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, sounds like Crevo does.
Take him or leave him, whatever.
In September, he and Ryan Reynolds announced this.
Hey, Hugh, you want to play Wolverine one more time?
Yeah, sure, Ryan.
So, big news, like Wolverine coming back. He's played the character for, like, what, 20-something years?
Yeah, I'd say
that's quite a while, yeah.
But it's come with its fair share of problems. So, obviously, he's got to put on a whole bunch of size for this. He's bulking up. Wolverine's jacked. He's, like, the ideal male body type.
Yeah, it's hot.
Is he usually quite hairy as well?
Yeah, a lot of hair on the back. It's a bit gross.
Yeah, the thing is, he's kind of an animal, but they don't... Not really, like, it's normal. Yeah. But it's led to some pretty serious wardrobe malfunctions. He's currently on Broadway for the show Music Man, and in the last month since they've announced this, he's already gone through two pairs of pants that have ripped while he's on stage.
Is there a rip happening in the pain section at the front or around the back?
He declined to comment, but he said one of the rips was 18 inches long. It's 50 centimetres.
Is he indicating how long
I was going to say, is 18 inches an indication of, like, the rip? Is
the rip usually half the length of the...
Or is his member ripping through the pants?
I feel sorry for his wife.
That's
a behemoth.
Wow, what if he's Wolverine, not just on his hands, if you know what I mean?
Oh, it's a big old hook.
So,
what are they famous in Melbourne for, the hook turn?
in the comic books, and I'm about to get a little nerdy, his claws are actually originally made of bone, not metal.
There you go, check out.
I don't know
out.
If he's got an extra bone claw coming out, but 18 inches of it's not bad.
It's a big bone.
Checks out. Yeah. I told you.
Be careful.
It's not his bulk quads that are ripping his pants, or his nice tight glutes that are ripping his pants. It's just the extra member in the front that's Wolverine all over.
Do you find him attractive overall?
Yes. Sorry, was that for Tyler?
Yep.
I do, but I think it's because of his macho-ness, you know? He's like just a true blue man. Aussie bloke with some big, nice arms to look at.
What about his age? Does that concern you?
No.
Doesn't matter.
He's genuinely a good guy as well, though. Like, family man, he rose to the top of Hollywood, but is still married to the same wife he's been married to for the last 25 years or so. He met her before he was big. Like, he hasn't changed.
So he should, and I don't think being an actor defines who you get to marry, right? If you're in love with one person, just because you're famous doesn't mean you get to, you know, play guess who with your wives, you know?
I agree with that. I think that shouldn't be a prerequisite.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks for
anyway,
that.
Anyway, I'm not...
I'm more Wolverine movie.
Yeah, I'm still here for Hugh Jackman, even when he's old and fit.
There we go.
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's New FM.
And 105 commercial free coming up right after us with producer Michael. What's on the way?
Yeah, it wouldn't be a feel-good Friday without Lizzo. This just feels like the weekend's coming.
Yeah.
I just like to do a little shoulder shimmy when this comes on.
You got it.
Just one Same. Shoulder.
Hey, and also, as we get closer to summer, good vibes. How about Vance Joy? When the stars begin to fall right out in the sky. Feels like, kind of like a road trip, I reckon. Like maybe for the weekend.
Yeah, always good.
Yeah. And a flashback. Boys of Summer. Our computers kill me sometimes, guys. It is every time I try and segue. Let's do this again. The Boys of Summer. A flashback, all you 80s kids out there.
Love it. Thank you. All that to come after 9 o'clock.
Now, Creep, I'd like to ask you, did you win the lotto?
I don't know.
Oh.
So, Emmy bought the ticket, so she has the ticket.
Maybe she's running away with the ticket.
I haven't heard from her this morning.
There you go. That checks out.
Because it was her job. I hope she bought the ticket.
Yeah, she's in trouble if she, did,
yeah,
she didn't.
Definitely,
if you were going to be a winner. Mine still says pending. So,
are you the lotto winner of Newcastle?
I mean, I could be. You never know. But if I am, I'm sorry. I'm busy on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Next week, I'm busy.
What was the prize split up into three or something, was it?
Yeah, I think I did read something earlier this morning saying three people have won $53 million.
Is that you?
Don't. I can't even think about it. I'll vomit. I think the thought of winning that much money would honestly bring me to my knees and make me yak on all fours.
Pending.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
If you see my chair spinning after 9 o'clock when the show ends, see you later. Never see you again.
That's what's happened. All right. Well, while you process that, up next, we're talking about my trip to Boolaroo Costume Shop yesterday because I've selected my costume for tonight's big Halloween party.
I can't wait to hear it.
It's not what you expect.
Megan Crevo. The Novos.
Now, of course, yesterday I went out to Boolaroo Fancy Dress and Party Costumes to get a costume for tonight's Halloween party.
I've been hanging to go out there. I love a good costume party.
And this shop it's really cool. It's like, it's this family-run business. Little bit old school. They've got like all this really cool graffiti art all over the building.
That's cool.
It's like blacked out. And then when you go in, it's like an Aladdin's cave of costumes. God. That's how I'd best describe it. They're over all of the walls right up to the roof. And it's one of those really old school buildings with really high ceilings.
So it's just costumes for days.
Costumes as many and as big a variety as you can imagine. And of course, I went in there, Shane. He's a lovely guy. Help me out. He's like, right, what are we going to get you, Crevo? We walk around and I was like looking at different things. First option that came up, sexy firefighter.
Oh, love that.
Did consider it. But like the jacket looked a bit too small. They only had like one size. And I was like, oh, that's probably not going to work. Because he's sold out a lot of them because of Halloween.
Of course.
And then the next option I went for was the assassins in Squid Games.
Oh, that's good.
Good topical
it's
costume.
A good relevant one, right?
Yeah, I was like, that's actually a great option. Put it on. But the problem was, right, from the crotch area, because it's like a suit, right?
Yeah,
it's
like a onesie.
A onesie.
Like a morph suit?
Yeah. The crotch area to the shoulders was too short.
Oh, no. So you felt like the hunchback.
Well, no, it wasn't that. It was like the family jewels were being pulled up inside my body.
Just giving you a bit of a front wedgie.
And I thought, you know what? I don't need that for 4 hours. There'll be nothing left by the end.
You're doing everyone a favour.
I didn't even think of that. I know that might seem selfish, but all I thought was I just want them to be free.
Yeah, hanging loose.
Exactly. It's probably going to be quite hot tonight.
Yeah.
You know? So I thought, you know what? I don't need all of that cramped up inside me.
Very true.
So I ended up going for, and this is cool, it's like a padded suit.
Ooh.
With like padding on the muscle areas.
Yeah.
Deadpool.
Oh, that's a good one.
I'm so excited. It looks great. It's a great fit. And it goes like it's a full body suit.
Yep.
With the mask.
Yep.
And then obviously, I mean, I don't need much padding because I'm quite muscular.
Of course.
Have the whole V-shaped torso and that in my imagination. But it helps. It's even more, you know?
And
yeah. It looks like.
It's just enhancing what's already there.
I've been pumping iron for months.
How's it going in the crutchal region for this suit?
Very stretchy.
Good.
So I've got plenty of room.
Good.
And there's like, it's long enough. Because I'm quite long from like the torso up to the shoulders.
Yeah.
Like that part of my body is longer.
Yeah.
So it's a great fit. But once again, I mean, what a place to go. If you need something for Halloween, Boolaroo, fancy dress and party costumes. They're always very helpful to our show. So thank you to those guys.
And if you are coming along to the Halloween party tonight and you haven't organised the costume, what the hell are you doing with your life?
Yeah.
That's part of the terms and conditions.
Exactly.
That I made up. I don't know if it is. But you must be in costume.
Yeah,
so go out there
so.
Today. Last minute shop.
Yeah, there's still heaps out. I mean, they've sold a lot apparently, but there's still heaps there. So
awesome.
You can find something. But yeah, Deadpool. If you see Deadpool kicking about tonight, because I probably keep my mask on the whole time.
Yep.
Then that's who it is. It's me.
Megan Crevo.
Our very own Jess.
Yeah, we mentioned earlier, this weekend is the weekend of all weekends for everyone working in the radio industry, isn't it, Jess?
Heck yes.
Very exciting.
Look at the smile on her face. I don't think I've ever seen you this excited.
I haven't actually been excited until now. Now I'm like, oh yeah, that's tomorrow.
It's happening.
Rightly so, because getting yourself even nominated for this thing is very difficult. It's only the best of the best. You'll be swanning about amongst the elite and rightly deserved.
Radio royalty. Like, I don't
very
know.
Cool.
Who's someone that's royalty at the moment?
Well,
Alan Jones?
Yeah. Absolutely not. It's Jess from the newsroom.
Yay!
I mean, obviously we hope you come home with the gong, but
fingers crossed.
Whatever happens, you deserve all of the praise because you've done a great job to get this.
Oh, thank you.
Real talk.
It's a huge effort. Now, I'd like to say I've won 3, so you've got to catch up a bit.
Challenge accepted.
Please
brag.
Do. And you're very lucky that you're not having to fly home with one, because in your carry-on, the actual award itself looks like a bit of a dilly. So be careful.
Yeah, this is true.
But you're very lucky that you're only having to drive down the road to Sydney.
Exactly.
It's the first time it's been in Sydney in a couple of years now, Crevo.
It's in our own little backyard, which is great. South of Newcastle, as I like to call it.
Yeah. And it's always a good night. Red carpet, entertainment.
So
we were just chatting off air. We love to try and guess who's performing, and I always guess Peking Duck. Crevo, your guess was...
Guy Sebastian.
Yeah, of course.
Which is probably a little bit higher.
Yeah.
Now I think about it.
You reckon?
It's usually just slightly below the Guy Sebastian level.
But the halftime entertainment at the awards night this weekend
is... we've got Illy, which
amazing.
Would be great.
Always
Birds
good.
Of Tokyo.
Oh, that's huge.
That's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Unexpected, actually.
See, gotcha.
And you know what's why? Because they rarely get a band with a real drummer.
True.
Too many bits and pieces to get
this
off the stage.
Point.
Too much setup.
Like,
I've never thought about it that hard.
It's usually just a singer and then a backing track, because then they want to move things along so that everyone can get back to their Peronis.
Which is so funny that you say that, because at the Acras there is no acceptance awards. They're like, righto, collect your award and get the hell off stage because we've got to power through
about
50 awards. So.
And they know that everyone there is a talker by trade.
Yeah, that's literally what
you
we
You don't
get.
Want any of us talking.
Literally what we get paid to do.
Exactly.
You best believe someone's going to get up there and waffle.
Yeah, so they don't let anyone do an acceptance speech at all.
Nah.
Not one.
Nah, not one.
Just move it along.
Not even the big dogs.
Wishing you all the best of luck.
Thanks, guys.
From our team to you, I'm sure you're going to, I reckon you've got it in the bag.
I think so too.
Instinct.
Fingers crossed.
Yes, I've got everything crossed for you, but I don't think we'll need to. I think you're going to come home with the award.
Hopefully there's like a sports bet situation we can bet on Jess getting it up, because I reckon she's got it.
We'll catch up with you, of course. We'll catch up with you again on Monday and hope that she's coming in tow with a big, heavy award. But we're going from one big thing to the next, Crevo. Tomorrow, a huge, big competition starts right here on New FM. We are giving away a trip for two, an incredible escape to experience Club Med in Bali.
Oh, isn't that the dream? Off to Bali.
So you and a mate, you can go off flights and 5 nights accommodation staying at Club Med, all-inclusive resort.
That, you know, they've got all of the nasi goreng you want to eat.
Oh, for sure.
Doesn't matter how many you want to have. Breakfast, lunch and dinner, it's yours. It's included. All-inclusive.
It starts tomorrow. Don't miss your Bali boarding call. It starts tomorrow right here on New FM. So make sure you keep it locked right across the weekend. Jess will be off partying, but someone will be here holding down the fort, getting you in the draw to take home a huge holiday to go to Bali.
The dream at this time of year, get off to Bali. Yes, please. All of that to come over the weekend. Well, we're out of here, though. Right after us, 105 commercial free with producer Michael. What's coming up?
Yeah, I mean, Bali trip is pretty big, but fresh Beyonce even bigger.
I kind of got to, I almost agree with that, but not quite. Bali's better.
I'd take a trip to Bali over a CD.
100%.
Touch and go. Hey, what about, if Beyonce's not your flavour, how about Ed Sheeran? He's written this for Pokemon. Yeah.
I think he's trolling us. I don't think that's true.
Is Pokemon his new child's name?
Oh, no.
Oh. Sorry, big if true.
Yeah, huge if true.
He's written it for the video games. There's two coming out later this year. This song is going to be on them. That's also in 105 minutes commercial free very soon. And then what about a classic, Nickelback? I've got a theory that Nickelback is the Nicolas Cage of bands. Everyone likes to hate them, but secretly loves them.
There you go.
Everyone's entitled to their own theories, is what I'll say there. Well, that's a wrap from us. We'll catch you on Monday. Once again, Jess, best of luck from everyone here at the team.